All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my update for Wednesday, April 7th. April 7th. This has been a day that many of you have been looking forward to because, as the IRS informed us last week, today is the day that many of you on Social Security, SSDI, SSI, Railroad Retirement Benefits, if there's any of you folks out there who do not file a tax return, will finally receive your stimulus payment if you are expected to receive it electronically. I've seen lots of comments today of people who saying that they got their stimulus payment finally. Very pleased to see that. If you've received your payment, be sure to let us all know in the comments below. Also, today we have some positive news for those who receive Veterans Administration benefits because the IRS has announced your payment date. It's a week from today, April 14th. And the Get My Payment tool should be updated for you VA folks by this weekend, according to the IRS. IRS released a statement about this fourth batch of third stimulus payments today. Let's just go over it briefly. IRS and Treasury dispersed 25 million more economic impact payments under the American Rescue Plan. So Social Security and other beneficiaries bring total to more than 156 million payments. Here's the announcement about the VA. VA beneficiaries' payments to be dispersed on April 14th. All right, so the payments today, the total cumulative payments for third stimulus are now 156 million payments with a total value of approximately $372 billion. So this fourth batch of third stimulus payments included 25 million payments with a total value of more than $36 billion. Largest block of these payments went to Social Security beneficiaries, and this includes SSDI. In here, okay, because it's paid out of the Social Security Trust Fund, who didn't file a 2020 or 2019 tax return and didn't use a non-filer's tool last year. So they're saying more than 19 million payments with a total value of more than $26 billion went to these beneficiaries. More than 3 million payments out of the 25 million total this week went to SSI with a total value of nearly $5 billion. Nearly 85,000 payments with a total value of more than $119 million went to Railroad Retirement Board beneficiaries. And they're saying that this batch included more than 1 million plus-up payments with a total value of more than $2 billion. So what are these plus-up payments? Well, I covered this, I think earlier this week, I covered this when the IRS announced it. But these plus-up payments are basically for folks who they received a third stimulus payment based on their 2019 tax return. But then they filed a 2020 tax return that made them eligible for even more third stimulus. So the IRS is sending them plus-up payments. So they sent out 1 million of those this week. More than 1 million payments with a total value of near $3 billion went to people for whom the IRS previously did not have information to issue a payment, but who recently filed a tax return and qualified for a stimulus payment. Okay, so easy example there. Folks who maybe 2020 is their first year filing a tax return. Overall, this fourth batch of payments contains nearly 24 million direct deposits, total value of over $33 billion. Obviously, the vast majority of these are for you folks who receive federal benefits, but also more than 1 million paper check payments with a total value of nearly $3 billion. So, if you didn't get a direct deposit today, don't feel left out. Check might be in the mail, right? Check, get my payment. Every day I'm seeing comments of people receiving checks in the mail, right? Obviously, more people are receiving them electronically, but I'm also seeing comments about checks in the mail. Okay, so payments to non-filer VA beneficiaries will be dispersed on April 14th. The IRS continues to review data received from Veterans Affairs. If no additional issues arise, the IRS expects to begin processing these VA payment files at the end of this week. Because the majority of these payments will be dispersed electronically, they would be received on the official payment date of April 14th. The IRS projects VA beneficiary payment information would be available in the Get My Payment tool this weekend, April 10th through 11th. So that's obviously this Saturday and Sunday. I did see some reports, for people on Social Security, SSDI, SSI, who received payments today or this week, their Get My Payment was updated as early as last Friday. I would check, every day until you see that thing updated if you are a non-filer VA beneficiary. All right, so this is the IRS kind of just patting themselves on the back here with some statistics about these third stimulus payments. I'm not going to go over all this. I'll put the link to this announcement in the description if you want to read it. There's one important thing to note. Over 3.1 million Direct Express card holders have received payment electronically, more than 500,000 more than in previous rounds. So that's interesting. Here's that reminder, and we've gone over this before on the channel, but you know, if you're a recipient of federal benefits and you don't file a tax return, didn't use the non-filers tool, then you don't have to file a tax return to get your normal, you know, $1,400 third stimulus payment. But let's say you have a dependent that the IRS doesn't know about. They became your, you know, they just became your dependent in 2020. And remember, third stimulus, adult dependents count. So, you know, I'm not only talking young children here, we're also talking maybe grandchildren, adult dependents, older parents that, you support. So for those folks, IRS is saying that, okay, you don't have to file a tax return for you to get your $1,400 stimulus, but if they don't know about your dependent, they don't know that this individual is your dependent, you have to file a 2020 tax return to let them know. That's what they're saying. Some federal benefits recipients may need to file a 2020 tax return, even if they don't usually file, to provide information the IRS needs to send payments to qualified for a qualified dependent. Eligible individuals in this group should file a 2020 tax return to be considered for an additional payment for their qualified dependent as quickly as possible. Okay, they're also talking about, you know, homeless individuals, rural poor, and others. So these people are all eligible, right? If they meet the eligibility requirements, but the IRS is just saying, look, a lot of these folks who may not be aware of this, they should file a 2020 tax return to get on the IRS's radar. That is the IRS's announcement that it made today. Again, please let us know if you received your stimulus payment today. All right, now let's get on to the latest news from Washington. Today, the Treasury Department released a report on the implications of Biden's tax plan for the infrastructure bill, and they found that the tax increases included in that package will raise more than $2 trillion in additional revenue over the next 10 years. In other words, roughly enough to cover the obligations of the American Jobs Plan. That's the first aspect of Biden's infrastructure plan. Some of the changes include increasing the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%, negotiating a global minimum corporate tax, adding a 15% minimum tax for companies with large profits but low taxable income, replacing fossil fuel subsidies with clean energy incentives, and reinforcing our enforcement mechanism to reduce corporate tax evasion. Now, these aren't finalized. There's obviously still time for these provisions to change. And Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo specifically noted today that the administration is open to compromise on the 28% corporate tax rate if that's what it takes to get moderate Democrats like Joe Manchin as well as other moderates on board. The report also looked at the average corporate tax rate among OECD countries, which includes the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Australia, Japan, most of the European Union, and a few other countries, which has dropped from an average of 32% in 2000 to just 23% in 2020. One of the administration's top priorities will be to start bringing that number back up and offsetting some of the losses in corporate tax revenue around the world over the past 40 years or so. The report also mentions that when countries compete against each other to attract multinational corporations, profits, and activities by lowering their corporate rates, the result is a race to the bottom that makes it difficult for the United States and other countries to raise enough revenue to support necessary investments and allows countries to try to gain a competitive edge by undercutting each other's tax systems. So the problem here is that individual countries, they may want to increase their corporate tax revenue, but they know that they can attract more investment by cutting their tax rate lower than what other countries are offering, right? So that's what they mean by this race to the bottom. That dynamic is going to exist for as long as these countries are competing against each other on corporate taxes. So I would expect the Biden administration to continue pursuing a global minimum corporate tax. That's something Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has been talking about recently, and it would remove some of the pressure that these countries feel to keep their tax rates low in order to remain competitive in the global economy. So I want to pivot to another issue that hasn't come up as much in these updates. Gun control has kind of taken a back seat in the Biden administration, obviously to the stimulus and infrastructure bills. But Politico reported earlier today that Biden will be unveiling a set of executive actions related to gun control sometime tomorrow. So I will come back to this point in another update once we get that official announcement. I don't have the details of this plan yet, but Biden is expected to address the problem of ghost guns, which are essentially homemade or improvised weapons that don't come with the conventional serial number. Politico reported that the administration is planning to require background checks on those transactions, as well as commercial sales. We haven't heard any other specifics at this point, but again, I'll bring you that information when we get the announcement from the White House. But it's kind of hard, right? If it's a ghost gun, how are they going to regulate it, right? Somebody just, I don't know. We'll see, right? All right, everyone. That's what I have for you today. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you tomorrow with a review of the Stash Investing app. That will be my first video of the day tomorrow. And later in the day, I will, of course, be sharing with you my daily news updates. So I'll see you then. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.